Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about a couple of things going on in Harrisburg. The first is some legislation that would deal with how we treat concussions among student athletes. A lot of controversy with this, and I understand that you've been pushing for an amendment to this legislation. Talk to us about how the legislation is currently written and the changes that you have introduced.
Without a doubt, we need to make some changes to how we treat concussions as they currently stand. A majority of states, actually several dozen, have already passed some form of this legislation in one way or another. And essentially what it does is it puts in place a protocol by which students could be returned to play after they suffer a concussive injury. I think this is important for a variety of reasons. Obviously, we just saw recently with Michael Vick sustaining a concussion, and the question was whether or not he could come back to play. And built off of that is what happens if he has another concussion very close to a second one, because these can be cumulative type injuries where successive concussions can lead to deeper and deeper deficits. And the issue that came up in the bill is specifically who has that final authority to return someone to play. And without a doubt, everybody agreed that it should be the physicians. There's a specialty type of psychologist called neuropsychologists who study and do extensive work in this area as well. They both were granted final return to play privileges in signing off a student to return. And then the other issue became, what about other individuals or groups that work with the physicians in a collaborative way to help manage these concussions? Athletic trainers play a very important role in this. They're obviously field side many of the times, and they can assist in diagnosing and pulling somebody from play should they believe that someone is there. But they do operate under the scope and the direct supervision of a physician. They're actually covered, you know, by their liability policy and their scope of practice. And then the other group that you have is physical therapists who can do balance testing and other forms to evaluate the physical symptoms of the concussion and what has or has not been resolved when it comes time to these kinds of symptoms. And as with any scope of practice bill, there was a lot of discussion over who got final say. Ultimately, we decided on an agreed to amendment by all parties. So that's obviously the best way to get a solution here in Harrisburg, is to actually have everybody happy with the final product. And more importantly, we're going to get to the point where we're treating students the way they should be treated. And that's really should be the goal of any bill. And then probably one final point that I think is really important, because this is something that I'm very passionate about. Our local groups do this very well. So we did put in an exception that local school boards can designate certain people or a certain team of people to take care. And ultimately, they get to have that kind of local decision making as long as it complies with the law. So I think this is a win all around.
So you're saying, really, it's going to come down to the doctors to let these kids back into play?
Yes. Ultimately, that is who's going to have the final say for return to play.
And another thing that is going on in Harrisburg, upcoming, a bit of a town hall meeting that you'll be participating in with several other representatives from across the state and especially in the area. Talk to us about what is going on here.
Well, I'm sure many folks have heard about the proposed sale of the PLCB, or the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board system of stores that we have across the Commonwealth. A very interesting topic, to say the least. There's a lot of interesting competing interests, really, because you have the state selling alcohol and encouraging sales because we benefit from a tax revenue. And then on the other hand, we have the state police who are tasked with enforcing and making sure that it is appropriately consumed and not sold to underage individuals. So they're almost competing with one another to increase sales, but yet also make sure that it's not being done inappropriately. So Majority Leader Mike Terzai has introduced a bill that would sell the state systems and privatize it. And we thought this would be a good topic to have a town hall type discussion on. Representative Baer's taking the lead on it, so it's going to be up in Lititz. 7 p.m., Wednesday, October the 7th, on the Linden Hall campus in Lititz, and it's going to be the Steinman Hall building. And we're going to have Majority Terzai down. He's going to speak on the issue, kind of explain the bill. And then this, for me, is the very exciting part of it. The public's going to be invited to come in and listen to it. And we're going to have live polling technology. So as we go throughout the evening, we're going to ask questions. How do you feel? What would you prefer? And we'll pose a variety of questions so that we can get real-time input back into the legislative debate as we move forward on this topic. There's potentially multiple billions of dollars that could come into the state with the sale of the liquor store system. But more importantly, the questions are, where does the money go? And then how does the system look after we've made these changes, and can it still be as effective in preventing underage drinking?
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.